I have come to loathe such abuses of my time. That made sense. Over the past 25 years, Sherlock Holmes had acquired a long list of former clients who felt themselves deeply indebted to him for having saved their reputations, their fortunes, and even their lives. They were compelled to demonstrate their gratitude by inviting him to their weddings or, as was the more common case, to the nuptials of their children. Invariably, the host would draw people's attention to his presence, and for the remainder of the gathering he would be beset by no end of people visiting at his table. They would suggest that he should have done this or that in the most recent case I had published, or asked his opinion of a recent crime that had taken place in the East End, or ask him to solve the riddle of their schnauzer who vanished 2 years ago come spring. As a result, he now detested such gatherings and contrived any and every possible excuse to decline to attend. "Godfrey Staunton," said Holmes as he studied the note, "I am utterly in the dark as to what happened to him after we left him disconsolate beside the bed of his dear dead wife 3 years ago. Do you know anything about him?" "As a matter of fact, I do," I said. Holmes had no use for the sporting news. I, on the other hand, as a devoted follower...